AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. That gun used in the seemingly random slaying of a woman strolling on a San Francisco pier with her father belonged to a federal agent. A law enforcement source says that was determined through a police check of the weapon's serial number. Meanwhile, the AP's Paul Elias reports on suspect Francisco Sanchez's arraignment.
Sanchez pleaded not guilty to first-degree murder charges. His public defender, Matt Gonzalez, says the incident appears to have been accidental, that at the end of the day, it may be that Sanchez will take responsibility for the shooting because he admitted it to two TV stations, but that it's not first-degree murder.
The NTSB says two people aboard a small plane were killed when it collided with an F-16 fighter jet over South Carolina. Coroner Bill Salisbury.
We are in the process of searching for the two individuals that we believe were in the civilian aircraft. I'm not going to identify them at this point.
The collision rained down plane parts and debris over a wide swath of marshes and rice fields north of Charleston. The jet crash-landed on historic plantation grounds. The smaller plane was destroyed. Nobody on the ground was hurt. The F-16 pilot managed to parachute to safety. In Washington state, crews have recovered the body of a 34-year-old woman buried when rock and ice fell inside one of the Big Four ice caves on Monday. Eurozone leaders say Greece has until Sunday to offer a detailed proposal aimed at preventing a financial collapse. White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest says President Obama has been on the phone with the leaders of Greece and Germany.
It's in their collective and mutual interest for Greece to remain part of the Eurozone. But the only way that we'll succeed in achieving that goal is for all of the parties to agree to a package of reforms and financing.
This is AP Radio News. You won't be hearing this familiar commercial again.
Guy changes his life by eating at Subway twice a day and walking a lot. Guy loses over 200 pounds.
Subway says it has mutually agreed with Jared Fogle to suspend their relationship after the home of their pitchman was raided by federal and state investigators. This comes 2 months after the executive director of Fogle's foundation was arrested on child pornography charges. Experts believe they know why there's been a surge in heroin use over the past decade. Here's the AP's Mike Stobie.
Experts think that people have shifted from OxyContin and other opioid painkillers to cheaper heroin.
Health officials say the number of U.S. heroin users has grown by about 300,000 over a decade. The confetti will be flying Friday morning. That's when New York City holds a parade for the U.S. women's soccer team to celebrate its World Cup victory. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.